The Bird Club, Part 2. Fabian told his story. Yesterday, I was passing by Mr. Moreno's house. It was 6 p.m. when I saw him leaving his house very mysteriously. He was wearing a raincoat and a black hat was hiding his face. He looked to the right and to the left to ensure nobody was looking at him or following. He had a package in his hands. When he thought nobody was paying attention to him, he hurried down the street. I got suspicious and decided to follow him. So, after at least 20 minutes, he stopped at an old house, looked to the left and to the right, and opened the gate. The house was all dark. Then he opened the front door and went into the house as if he knew the place perfectly well. Obviously, I couldn't get into the house. I was out in the street. But then I heard some voices. I am sure there were many people in the house, because I saw some shadows by the window and a very tiny light coming out. It must have been a candle. Then I realized everybody was sitting as if they were having a meeting, but I couldn't hear anything else. It was scary. After some time, the shadows started moving one by one. One of the shadows was enormous. More or less, after an hour, Mr. Moreno left the house. He looked to the right, to the left, and hurried down the street. He had another package in his hands. What do you think? Everybody was astonished. Marcia commented, "He must be a gang boss." Pedro said, "He must be a magician meeting some witches." Janet thought that Mr. Moreno was in touch with aliens. Carlos commented, "Maybe he is planning to kidnap those students he doesn't like, because they don't study, and send them away. Or he could be a secret agent, sending information to another government," Marcia said. Nora was very quiet and said nothing, but had a million ideas in her mind. All agreed that everything was possible and that they needed to investigate. They decided to meet on Friday near Mr. Moreno's house and to follow him again. Next Friday, they disguised themselves so as not to be recognized. Fabian pretended he was a newspaper seller. Carlos wore dark glasses, and Marco wore a big Mexican hat. Tim was dressed in chef's clothes. Nora was dressed like a gypsy girl, and Marcia was dressed in an Otavalo costume. Janet wore a pink wig, and the funniest of all was Pedro's disguise, because he had a mustache and a big hat to hide his face. It was 6 p.m., and Mr. Moreno opened his front door. He was wearing a raincoat, dark glasses, and a black hat. He had a package in his hands. He looked to the right and to the left to ensure nobody was looking at him or following. The kids followed him, and they were both scared and excited. When Mr. Moreno got to the house and entered through the front door, they heard voices, people's voices. "I'm sure they are the members of his gang," Fabian whispered. "We must get closer to see what's going on." The others agreed. Only Janet wanted to run away as soon as possible. But she didn't, because she was afraid the others would kick her out of the club. After a few minutes, they opened the gate. and got into the yard. Crouching down, they decided to go to the back of the house, hoping there was a window to look through, or a door, to maybe get into the house. But, in fact, everybody expected there wouldn't be a door, because, even though they didn't want to admit it, they were all very scared. In fact, there was a window, a big old window, and a door at the back of the house. The window was high above the ground, so Jimmy suggested forming a pyramid to be able to see. Fabian, who was the strongest, was at the bottom, and Nora, the thinnest, at the top. "What do you see?" Marcia asked. "Only shadows. They look like ghosts." "There is a big ghost, and many, many little ghosts." She started shaking and was about to jump down when a strong and fierce voice behind them yelled, "What are you doing here?" Bam! The human pyramid fell down, and the kids hit the ground. They were petrified and speechless. Very close to them was standing Mr. Moreno. "Don't you know this is private property?" It was Fabian who was the only one who could speak. And he told Mr. Moreno the whole story, without skipping the theories about aliens, bandits, and foreign agents, etc. The teacher relaxed a little, and a kinder look appeared in his eyes. He said, "I don't owe you any explanation, but I'll let you know anyway what is happening. This is a very poor family, and Miguel, the father, was cheated by a criminal and had to quit his job. He has many debts, and the police are looking for him. He has no money to buy food. He has 5 children, and his wife is sick. The shadows you saw are their shadows, produced by the candlelight, because he can't pay the electricity bills. I come here every day to give them some food and some medicine for Estella, his wife. I can't do more because my teacher's salary isn't very much either. This is an abandoned house, and the owner lives abroad. He may come at any time, I'm afraid. I have to be very careful not to call anyone's attention to this, because the family is in danger." The kids were sorry and about to cry. It was such a sad story, and Mr. Moreno was such a compassionate man, and they had behaved as heartless people. Jimmy said, "We're very sorry." "Okay," Mr. Moreno said. "I want you to go home and think if you have learned something from this story. Tell me about it in class tomorrow." All of them stood up except for Nora, who had a broken leg and couldn't move at all. Mr. Moreno lifted her up and carried her. They walked a couple of blocks and took a taxi. The teacher gave instructions to the taxi driver and went back to the old house. Pedro exclaimed, "Oh my God, what an adventure!" Janet said, "I feel so sorry for the family. We need to do something to help them." "But what can we do? We're only a bunch of kids." Nora snapped her fingers. "I know what. I'll ask my father to hire Miguel. He always needs people for his company." So the story worked out well. Nora's father hired Miguel, and he could pay his debts. The family is well now. The kids changed their mind about Mr. Moreno and did their best in his classes. They learned a lesson.